The Supreme Court has made it easier for companies to repackage and reissue old war documentaries without giving credit or money to the companies that produced them. The case involves a TV series based on General Dwight Eisenhower's World War II memoir, but as NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports, the court's ruling might one day apply to Mickey Mouse copiers, too.
The Eisenhower book, Crusade in Europe, was published after the war and copyrighted with an exclusive grant of television rights to 20th Century Fox. Fox then arranged for a TV series, also called Crusade in Europe, which aired in 1949. In 1975, Doubleday renewed the copyright on the book, but Fox did not renew the copyright on the TV series, meaning that it entered the public domain and anyone could use it for whatever purpose. Enter Daystar Corporation. In 1995, Daystar released a video set entitled World War II Campaigns in Europe, based in large part on the Fox video. Daystar used the armed services footage from the original, edited down to about half the length, substituted a closing and a new opening sequence and credit page, a credit page that makes no reference to the original Crusade TV series.
Hello and welcome to Armchair Theater's presentation of the World War II saga, Campaigns.
Daystar sold 35,000 video sets for $25 each, considerably less than a restored and repackaged version of the original series, which by then Fox was also selling through a subsidiary. Fox then sued Daystar for violating the federal trademark law, which was enacted to protect consumers from being hoodwinked into buying falsely labeled brand names. The lower courts ordered Daystar to pay $1.5 million in damages, but today the U.S. Supreme Court reversed that judgment. Writing for a unanimous court, Justice Antonin Scalia said Fox couldn't sue under the consumer protection law. To apply the trademark law to movies or other communicative works, he said, would cause constant conflicts with the law of copyright, which was enacted specifically for such creations and sets out specific time limits forbidding unauthorized copying. When the limit expires, as it did in this case, the work goes into the public domain and may be copied without credit or penalty. If the trademark law were to apply to books and movies, said Scalia, there would be no limits. A video of the MGM movie Carmen Jones, after its copyright had expired, would require attribution not just to MGM, but to Oscar Hammerstein, who wrote the musical on which the film was based, to George Bizet, who wrote the opera on which the musical was based, and to Prosper Mahomet, who wrote the novel on which the opera was based. Said Scalia, "We do not think the federal law requires this search for the source of the Nile and all its tributaries." Boston College law professor Alfred Yen, a copyright specialist, says today's decision could be important in the future when famous copyrights like Disney's on Mickey Mouse expire.
They might try to bring a claim somewhat like the one brought by Fox here. And it could be very important because the court may be saying to Disney, well, we're not so sure you can get away with that. When Mickey gets to the public domain, there will be other producers of Mickey Mouse and there's nothing you can do about it.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.